Chief Skiller to briefly discuss C2.
Mayor and members of council, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. Just to give you a little bit of brief background on this. This would be an inaugural contract between us and ACMS, All City Management Services, for crossing guard services. Just in case you're not aware, the city already puts forth a great deal of money every year to provide crossing guard services. That's an agreement. We've had a long-standing agreement that we've had with the school for a long time. I think it's a very important agreement that we have. I think it's an important service that we provide. Unfortunately, with the growing Carlsbad and all the expanding schools and stuff like that, and we're typically hiring from a pool of people that we're looking for a slot of part-time help. Sometimes that becomes spotty and unreliable, so we're often filling in with our own officers. There's a lot of times, I'm sure if any of you have ever driven around and seen us at crossing guard times, we have sergeants and lieutenants and everybody else out there, pretty much all hands on deck to help do traffic, and it's been like that for some number of years. Therefore, on top of the money that we're already putting out for crossing guard services, we're also paying officers to be out there while we're taking away from other services and calls for services we could be handling on the street. So we took a look at it this year to see what was actually financially feasible and viable for us as far as coming in with a cost-effective contract to basically outsource that to someone else to help us provide that service. We would still be the backup service to that contract. Obviously, if they struggled to carry some of that burden would fall on us. I think, however, we've been in a great deal of negotiations with that particular company, and I think we've limited, because obviously if we weren't going to save a whole lot of our officers' time, it wouldn't be worth it. So there's a lot of stuff built into the contract that I think will prevent some setbacks or a big drain on our services as far as that goes. So they are one of the only companies that provide this service in the state of New Mexico. We did a great deal of reference checking with other, so they've provided it for other schools such as Santa Fe and things of that nature. They're they come highly recommended from other school districts within the state and outside the state as well.
Skinner.
Yes.
Who runs that company? Who's a face? There's got to be a face.
I'm sure there's a face. I don't know exactly who it is. We've been on the phone with the management side of it, but I can't tell you exactly who the face is. So we undertook the arduous task of doing a lot of background checks with some of the schools that they've worked with, and again, their service has come highly recommended to us.
Who's running it here?
It's the same. The company is actually ran out of state. But they contract locally. In fact, we were a good blueprint for them as far as they hired some of the same crossing guards that we have. We put certain safeguards in check as far as who they have the ability to hire and stuff. It's very important for us who are around our children in the community. But like I said, I know we've ran it. Eileen's had a chance to look at it, review the contract, make sure it's solid and sound legally. Again, we've reached out to schools in state and out of state, and they're very highly recommended service. And like I said, I think what was important to us was making sure that if potentially they ran into a situation where they didn't have someone show up to work, we were going to be right back in the same boat where we were filling in. But their manpower is actually going to be larger than the staff that we carried. So hopefully that won't become the issue as far as draining our resources as well.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Will you oversee the program itself?
We're still going to be involved with it. They'll actually be running the process, but to a degree, to be honest with you, they're still going to be working hand in hand with us as well.
Thank you, Chief. And I think representing the board, David Pell, Pastor David Pell, has a few words he wants to say about D1.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Representing the Carlsbad Museum and Arts Center Board, we do want to thank you very, very deeply for your consideration of item D1 for an HVAC system upgrade for the Museum and Arts Center. We've been coming, I believe, for about 13 years, to my knowledge, in requesting this. We know it's a pretty large outlay of funds, and we're extremely grateful that you would consider doing this. We've been tasked with the responsibility of kind of projecting